שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם כרך וב, עמוד
337,
אנחנו בפסקה 105. ניתן למצוא את חומר הלימוד באתר קבלה לעם קב נקודה.
Hello, we'll be reading the book of Zohar, portion of
Kedushim.
There is no English translation for this text,
non c'è traduzione,
so we will do our best to translate it on the fly. Again, portion of Kedushim,
105.
כותרת קיליים ושעטנז 105.
Hybrids and mixed garments 105. You will not spread gossip among your people. You will not hate your brother. You will not avenge nor hold grudge
e vestiti di lana. Tu non sparlerai fra gli amici, non odierai tuo fratello nel tuo cuore e non ti vendicherai e non manterrai neanche il broncio. Gli amici sono attenti a tutto questo.
E in scritto,
segui i miei precetti e non mischiare i diversi semi in modo che non ci sono diversi tipi di grano e non vestire
the witnesses
Dilino,
of the Lord's speech and my servants
Odilana.
Which I have chosen for myself so that you will know and believe me and understand.
Cioè tu sei,
you
è scritto,
are my witnesses,
tu sei
these are Israel,
il mio testimone, dice il Creatore, e sei il mio servo che ti osservo,
I have testified in you today
seguito qui e io
the heavens and the earth. But Israel are witnesses
for one
another,
terra.
And the heavens and the earth and everything are witnesses regarding them.
E tutto viene testimoniato.
And my servant which I have chosen, that is Jacob, as it is written, and he told me,
seguito,
you are my servant, Israel,
mi ha detto,
in whom I will
tu
be glorified.
Sei mio servo, Israele.
And it is written,
e viene scritto,
do not fear, my servant, Jacob.
Non temere,
and there are those who say it refers
servo
to David.
Mio.
And David is called my servant,
perché tu vieni
as it is written,
da Davide,
for me
che
and for David, my servant, which I have chosen, that is Upper David, Malchut, 107. So that you will know and understand and believe me. For it is I am who chose that David and that Jacob. It is I, meaning I include Jacob and David. Yaakov is Zerampin, which is him, and David is Malchut, which is me. And they are the Creator and His divinity, the Shechina. Before me, no God was made, for the Creator called Yaakov Kel, or God, as it is written, and He called him Kel, the God of Israel. For that reason, it is I, everything. And after me, there will not be any. For David is called that, for Malchut is also called Kel. And Zerampin and Malchut, I and he are one, and there is no one after. 108. When the Creator created the world, He established everything in its place, either the left or the right, and He appointed upper forces over them. And you do not have even the smallest weed on the earth, which does not have an upper force above, appointed over it in the upper worlds. And all that they do in each one and what each one does, it is all by the motivation of the upper force which is appointed over him from above. And all the customs in them are cut from din, from judgment. They travel on din, and on din they persist. There is no one that is outside of that rule. 109. And all the appointees from the day the world was created were appointed as ministers over everything. And they all behave according to one upper rule, which each one receives. As it is written, and she rose in the night and gave prey to her household and law unto her maidens or daughters, because they received this law. All of the appointees are called laws or constitutions, and the law is which, and that law which was given to them comes from the heavens, and therefore they are called the laws of the heavens. They come from the heavens, as it is written, for law unto Israel it is a law unto Israel. And Zerampin, the middle line, is called Israel. 110. Therefore, it is written, my laws you shall observe. Because each one is appointed over a certain thing in the world which is known by that law. And because of that, it is forbidden to replace the the breeds and to crossbreed, because then one uproots every power and every force from its place and denies the glory of the king. 111. Hybrids, meaning as one who puts his friend in prison so that he does not do anything. As it is written, "For you put me into the prison." And a hybrid is like prison. Hybrid, meaning to abstain. Meaning that he prevents all those forces from doing their work. Hybrid, a mixture, because he creates a mixture in the upper force and denies the glory of the king. As it is written, "An hybrid garment you will not wear." 112. It is written, "And from the tree of knowledge, good and evil, you will not eat. For on the day you ate of it, you shall die." Because he violated the commandment of the king and replaced the tree of life, where everything is completed and faith depends on it, and he adhered in a different place, or to a different place. In everything, one must see the work of the heavens, and to do what needs to be done accordingly. And if the act or the deed changes or is replaced with another deed, he draws upon him another thing which he does not need, which is the Sidra Acha, the other side. 113. When one shows honest deed below, as one needs to, another spirit, which is sublime and holy, dwells upon him. And when he performs a deed which is crooked below, which is not by the straight path, then another spirit, which he does not need, is drawn upon him, which makes one stray to the side of evil. And who drew this spirit upon him? That act which he presented in the other side. 114. It is written, "She demanded fleece and worked it with her hands." Divinity, which is called a strong woman, requests fleece and linen. Who connects them together in order to punish him? And why in the tzitzit? Hybrid cloth is allowed, because there the cloth, the garment, is according to the commandment, so it is done properly and completely, because it is commanded to do it. It's not considered crooked.
Not to forget that we need to be connected, otherwise we lose all of the benefit of reading the Zohar.
ועל כן כתוב, ובגד כלאיים שעטנז, לא 115. She demanded fleece and linen, meaning to avenge the one who connects them together. But holiness, and complete holiness, is upon that act, as it is written, and she worked it with her hands. And the tzitzit, where it is a mixed garment, a hybrid garment, in that rule of perfection, he does not do something to draw upon him the other side. And so it is allowed, permissible. Of that it is written, and she worked it with her hands. But at that time, when the act is not complete, one who comes to connect fleece and linen together, the spirit of the Sidra Acha awakens upon him. 116. Cain and Abel prove this, for Abel came from one side, from the side of holiness, and Cain came from the other side, the side of the Sidra Acha. And because of that, they should not be connected together. And when they brought their respective sacrifices, they did not connect. Rather, the sacrifice of Cain was distanced and removed. And Abel's sacrifice was accepted. 117. And so it is written, and a hybrid garment you will not wear, so that no other spirit will come upon you to govern you. And one needs to present a worthy and kosher act. And by that act, the Holy Spirit dwells upon him, the upper spirit in which to be sanctified. He comes to be sanctified, and he is sanctified. As it is written, "And you were sanctified and were holy, for I am the Lord your God." 118. It is written, "And from the tree of knowledge, good and evil, you shall not eat." And because of that, death was brought to the world. One who presents an act which is not needed, it is moreover so. An ox and a donkey will prove, because from the side of holiness it is called an ox, and from the side of impurity it is called a donkey. And so it is written, "You will not plow the field with an ox and a donkey together, in tandem. You will not make a mixture together, because by that one awakens the Sitra Acha to connect together to harm the world, and one who separates them makes peace in the world, makes peace proliferate in the world." Even here, with fleece and linen, one who separates them fully so they will not be cross-twined, weaved together, that person makes peace multiply in the world. 119. The sacrifice of Cain was linen from the fruit of the earth. And the sacrifice of Abel was fleece from his flock. Cain was a mixture, a mixed breed, an unnecessary and unwanted mixture, for he was from the Sitra Acha, for he was not the same sex as Adam and Eve, and the same kind as Adam and Eve. And his sacrifice came from that side. Abel was from a different kind of Adam and Eve, from holiness. And in Eve's guts, they connected these two sides, kind and one who is not the same kind. And because they connected together, no benefit came to the world from them, and they were lost. 120. And through to this day, their side is present, the power of loss, or Abaddon, from Cain and Abel. And one who presents himself, with this act of connection, invokes these two sides together, the mixture of Cain and Abel, and can be harmed. And another spirit dwells upon him, which he does not need. And Israel needs to awaken upon them the Holy Spirit, to be holy, so that they will find peace in this world and the next world. It is written, "And the priest wore a cloth garment." And it is written, "And cloth pants he will don on his flesh, and he will wear it with a belt." Cloth means singular, one, or, yes, single, because it's not necessary to connect this linen with a different kind. And therefore, it's not written, "And the priest wore linen," rather, cloth, which is the only kind. 122. The priest should be seen in linen, because it implies the other side. Because these are the clothes made of cloth which need to be seen when one is offering the sacrifice on the altar. For the sacrifice from the side of work, of foreign labor, foreign work, and an evil contemplation, it is coming. And regarding that contemplation of idolatry, for that you make a sacrifice. And because of that, he needs to be seen only in them and not in a mixture with wool, in order for that person's sins to be forgiven from that side. 123. And when he enters the temple, the place where perfection exists, resides, and all of these works of perfection and wholeness, even though fleece and linen were connected together, there is no fear. As we've learned regarding the tzitzit, because there, people are present and all these species of above connect, all these kinds, and those are the vessels of the temple. And in it are several different kinds, different from one another. And all were included there as above. Happy are Israel, for the Creator gave them true Torah, the law of faith, and loved them more than the rest of the people of the nations. As it is written, I loved you, so said the Lord. The Zohar clarifies three aspects. One, the rule of the middle line, which sustains the two lines, right and left, and makes peace between them by ordering the illumination of the right from above downwards and the illumination of the left from below upwards. And the great punishment of one who violates the order of the middle line, drawing the illumination of the left from above and below, this was the sin of eating from the tree of knowledge. Second discernment, or second aspect, the magnitude of the flaw one makes by connecting dinim de nukva and dinim de dchura together, not as is the way of the correction of the middle line. And then the judgments of the dinim de dchura and dinim de nukva joined together, and the ruin was great. Three, the connection of these two kinds of dinim together by way of the perfection of the correction of the middle line, where then both of their dinim are annulled and the perfection of the two lines, right and left, is disclosed and revealed as it should be. At first, he clarifies the first discernment, and it is written, You are the witnesses of the Lord's speech and my servants which I have chosen, so that you will know and believe me and understand. You are my witnesses. These are Israel. These are the heavens and the earth. For it is written, I have testified of you today, the heavens and the earth. Life and death I placed before you, the curse and the blessing. The blessing and the curse, rather. When Israel are adhered to the middle line, then there is unity between the heavens and the earth, Zampin and Malchut. And they impart upon them life and blessings. And if they sin and blemish the middle line, or damage the middle line, because they draw the illumination of the left from above downwards, then this coupling of the heavens and earth is separated, and they are imparted with curses and death. So it follows that the heavens and the earth are witnesses regarding the acts of Israel. And therefore, both the good among Israel, which adhere to the middle line and who continue the zivug, the mating of the heavens and the earth, the life and the blessing, they become witnesses to the control of the middle line regarding those of Israel who do not adhere to the middle line. Those are the heavens and the earth, which are the witnesses of the control of the middle line.
One who exits his existence and is not limited. From the two lines are affected by the middle line that brings peace to them and organizes them according to the chasadim, the graces that are above and below, and the chokhmah of the left that is below, and whoever continues the discernment of the left will annul the peace, and when that ends, you'll find that the whole existence is relying on the law of the middle line, that the left line brings from up to from upper to below. As the laws are, we'll see that up until the night, there will be the Malchut that gets the Kima, and that is at midnight, when Chochmah gets from Zeranpin, when the Creator comes to the Garden of Eve, and there's the law of Zeranpin that the Chochmah gets will not illuminate from up, from the upper to the below, and Malchut to its daughters. And its daughters that are in Bilyah are the Kelim of the posterior that get the Chochmah. And it will awaken at night to get Chochmah. And then will be given faith to their daughters and the law to the others. And it won't be affected from below upwards, that the Malchut gives to its daughters that is called according to this law. You'll see that all of the abundance of the existence and that the Malchut gets from this law, that is the middle line, Zeranpin. And this law that's given to them comes from the heavens, that is called Zeranpin, that is called heavens, and the Nukva, and the Dinim, the Tchura, connect according to the correction of the middle line, and then annul one another through the dinim. And if they connect, that is not according to the correction, then it's the opposite. The dinim, the nukva, coexist in the, with the dinim, the tchura, and the sitracha increases. Accordingly, if a person connects the two species, it draws the two lines of the right and the left that are in the two.
בכיוון שאינם בדרך התיקון של מעלה, נמצאים הדינים מתווספים.
Accordingly, if a person connects the two species, the two are drawn from the line of the left and from the right, and causes that it will corrupt the two species in the dinim of above, dinim of the right line, dinim of the nukva, with the dinim of the left line, dinim de tchura. And because they normally don't have the correction of above, it's found that the dinim collect from one another and then corrupt the abundance that is from above to below. Accordingly, it's not allowed, it's prohibited to switch the species and bring one species to the other species, because all of the force and the force of its origin and draws the abundance of the king, because the dinim of the right collect on the dinim of the left and then corrupt the two forces, because the dinim of the right neuter the force of the left, the dinim of the left neuter the force of the right. The prina, the third prina, is at the time when a person sees something from below, in direct, sees something below directly, and connects the two dinim from the way of the correction of the middle line, and does not go right or left, and then is drawn and escapes the line of force of the upper Kedusha. Because the dinim cancel each other, and the ruach, the Kedusha, is revealed upon them. And at the time that it sees the act of below, in a crooked manner that connects the two dinim, in not a way of correction, but directly, rather than the crooked way. Once it bends to the right and once to the left, and then it continues and leaves the line of the Ruach. Because they've gathered the dinim, and the Sitracha receives the force that corrupted the abundance of the two.
It is written, she demanded fleece and linen and worked it with her hands. Divinity requests and demands fleece and linen. Who connects them together? Because fleece is drawn from the right, and in it are the dinim, the nukva. And linen is drawn from the left, and in it are the dinim de dchura, the judgments of the male. And who connects them together, not by the way of correction, adding dinim de nukva to dinim de dchura, and giving power to the sitra acha to hold on to the dinim of both? Rather, it is permissible to connect fleece and linen in the tzitzit, because this is a garment of correction, a commandment drawn from the correction of the middle line. Then the dinim annul one another, and the spirit of holiness is disclosed. And so it is with the garments of priesthood. If it is to the side of correction and perfection, it is written of fleece and linen, and she worked it with her hands. Not only it is not forbidden, rather it is a commandment to do it, doing it willingly and with the desire to do it, because by that she draws the spirit of sanctity.
We
will start reading from selected excerpts for the Yuletide of the Ari.
Tov. Ma.
What?
Specifically from this day of the Yuletide, from the beginning of the day, I went out to the day, it was revealed to me something that was never revealed, that hasn't been revealed into me for a long time. The hatred for this nation that hasn't been seen in me for a long time. I couldn't stand all of the meetings that I've had throughout the day. I was frustrated and angered and furious, and I read in the Zohar that you won't hate your brother, and it's coming to me now, like the Zohar is coming right in front of me like a mirror.
So
it's a feeling that I have that I'm
your feeling should be that the Zohar has shown you that you require correction. The Zohar is written precisely for people who hate others, who don't want to agree with others, who don't want to come closer to others, who don't want to be as brothers. To such people, the Zohar writes, and if you were a good person, gifted and everything's fine with you, the Zohar isn't written to you. You wouldn't need the Zohar.
Thank you.
No.
What causes a thought about the connection between us to come to a request from our minds to turn into a prayer?
A lack. Thought plus lack equals prayer.
Up to a point where the lack is felt as a prayer. The battle is to always what thought will be in control. The inner work is...
It depends on the individual. Why are you asking me?
I'll tell you from where I'm asking that. In the morning, I heard that we need to be active in the work of annulment. And I'm coming to the Zohar now from a day, and all these thoughts are going through my head, and I come into the reading, I enter into the reading, and now I'm having to, let's say that the heart is not working, the brain is working a little, and I'm trying to find a place for the inner work of a person.
It all begins with gratitude. God bless, I am in a situation where I can establish my relation to the Creator using the study, the group, the friends, with the help of the Zohar. I have every opportunity. I'm coming here at the end of the day, and I can orient myself, position myself correctly in relation to the friends and the people and the world, in relation to the Creator. It's good, it's nice. You should be happy, not cry.